The AIR Awards were on Thursday night at the Queen's Theatre this week, recognising some of Australia's best musicians. I'm joined now by Ben Cameron. He's a music journalist from The Advertiser who was covering it. Ben, thank you so much for joining me.
Tara, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the AIR Awards if people don't understand what it is.
Yeah, it's basically like one of the biggest events for independent musicians, I guess. You know, the ones that don't have huge backing who are really trying to get their music out there. So Adelaide is hosting it 3 years in a row. So this year was their second year. It's not like the ARIAs. It's a bit more scaled back. You know, there are plastic chairs and it's a little bit sort of ad hoc. But look, it's just a really good community. There was some really good talent there on the night. You had Alex the Astronaut. Who else was there? You were there.
Yeah,
who
I was there.
Who did you talk to?
Alex the Astronaut.
You did?
Yes.
What did she have to say?
She was
You were
great.
Pretty happy to see her.
Yeah. 18 months it took her to write that song, wasn't it?
That's right. That was, what was that song? Not Worth Hiding.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I found really interesting that, you know, she would spend so long crafting a song, you know, not just churning stuff out, so...
You can tell it's like a very personal one.
Yeah, exactly. She's had a lot of success with that. She wasn't a winner on the night, but the best single went to Alex Leahy with Every Day's the Weekend. Baker Boy was best breakthrough artist. Mm-hmm. He opened the show with Mr. Lardy Darty, I think it's called, and Pinyao, I hope I pronounced that correctly. They cleaned up with all the dance categories, which I'm not surprised because, you know, they're... industry leaders for their genre. So, yeah, look, Adelaide's really, really lucky to have it. Really puts us on the map. It's a real coup for the city. So hopefully we can keep attracting these kind of events to Adelaide.
Do we know that we're going to have it back again in the future?
Well, definitely have it next year. I've had a lot of conversations with AIR itself. They're really keen to, you know, get as much stuff happening here as possible. They think we've got a really good music scene. So, yeah, hopefully next year bigger and even better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, spoke to Dylan Lewis, the host, before the show started. He was really keen to get Recovery started up again. This might have been before your time, but this is
what year
like
was
mid,
that?
Yeah, this is like mid to the late 90s, so you would have just been a little
yeah,
tucker. I was
probably
in my teenage years. And, but, I mean, Dylan Lewis was pretty much the Molly Meldrum. Well, he still is, you know, for that generation. So
he's a very quirky guy.
He is, and I thought his shtick was a little bit sort of put on. So, but sitting down with him, he was lovely, genuinely a quirky guy and very passionate about music too. And he's in a band himself. I can't pronounce their name, but it's a little bit out there. And my memory is a little bit hazy of the conversation. But, yeah, he wants to see Recovery come back, and I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. But, sorry, you go. Cut you off. You're the host.
How significant are these awards to the musicians?
Well, it's just a platform. It's another platform to get their stuff out there. Mm. I mean, it's usually well-known acts, but, I mean, there are other people there that, you know, from blues and roots, classical genres, which... you know, probably don't get played as much as they should on the mainstream stations. Triple J, I guess, has become quite niche. It's mostly about real indie music, dance. So it was good to speak to, her name was Fanny Lumsden. I believe she won Best Country. Mm-hmm. And she spoke about how over the last 3 years, her and her husband have just done so many Ks, travelling across the country, playing gigs. I mean, they run the whole thing themselves. This is what I mean by independent. It's just her and her husband, you know, putting out the music, contacting the media, all that kind of stuff. So it's real grassroots stuff. So when you talk to somebody like her, and she's won this major award, like it was just like one of the best moments of her life. So yeah, it was good to see that pure joy,
yeah,
I guess.
It's fantastic being able to give her such support.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was stoked. Who else?
You spoke to Baker Boy too?
Only briefly.
Yeah.
Only briefly.
What was he like?
He's quite a shy guy. Mm-hmm. You know, anyone who's seen him on stage or seen his clips, you know, he's quite a dynamic performer. There's a bit of Michael Jackson in his act. But off the stage, he's... a real gentle soul. So
and he was so grateful to be able to get that award. I loved it.
Yeah, I missed that bit. I was out the back writing up the story. Can you tell me what he said?
Oh, he was just so emotional. I mean, it just...
Were you emotional?
Yes.
Shed a tear?
Watching it. I just thought it was fantastic that Indigenous music is getting into more like the mainstream.
Exactly. Yeah. I just think music has that power to really, you know, rehabilitate those relationships between white and Indigenous Australia. When something's cool, like Baker Boy clearly is, that's a really powerful tool. Let's hope there are more Baker Boys to come. Look, there have been other hip-hop artists and groups from Aboriginal Australia who probably deserve the same amount of recognition. So I just hope it keeps going from strength to strength. Because like sport, I mean, you look at Eddie Betts in this town, like he's the biggest name in town. I just think sport and music are great tools like that. Bring us together.
I'm speaking with Ben Cameron. He's a music journalist from The Advertiser, and he's talking about the AIR Awards that were on this week. And you also got to have a chat with Sarah Hanson-Young, didn't you?
I did.
How did that go?
It showed there was a wide variety of
people there.
Conversations on the night. And, governments have their role to play as well. Mm-hmm. You know, they fund certain things when it comes to music, and we definitely need them. She was keen to get John Butler Trio here, just like a bit of a benefit concert to bring attention to the possible drilling in the Great Australian Bight. And
it's a fantastic idea.
So I pushed her on that, and I quote, she said, "I think we can get him to Adelaide." So Sarah, if you're listening, we won't let this go.
No.
We will hold you to account, which is our job as reporters. John Butler Trio is probably one of the best Australian acts of the last 20 years. For mine, there's something about his playing which stirs the emotions, and to have him here would be fantastic. I'm not sure when have you seen him here in Adelaide? Or
yeah. Last year.
Oh, yeah. You did? Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, so it hasn't been that long since he's been here. So
oh,
that's
it was fantastic.
Because you interviewed him, didn't you?
Yeah. And I think it's completely possible to be able to get him here because he was so passionate.
With your clout?
Yeah, with my push, yeah. He was so passionate about environmental issues.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think at the time he was performing something in Queensland and it was something very similar.
Yeah, I think he likes to attach himself to a cause.
Yeah,
so
I can imagine that could happen.
Yeah, look, with the Tizer and Radio Adelaide and Sarah Hanson-Young's clout, our combined powers, hopefully we can bring him to Adelaide again. That was good to have a chat about her. She's a Missy Higgins fan. It was a great night. Good to see Bad Dreams perform as well.
Oh, yeah, they were fantastic, yeah.
Them and West Everton are really putting rock back on the map, putting Adelaide back on the map in terms of music. So, yeah, it was really good. Didn't get a chance to talk to Benny from the band for too long. Keen to see what they've got coming up, but... we do actually have some good gigs coming up. Did you want me to
go into what them? Are some of the highlights?
Courtney Barnett. You're a fan?
Yeah.
Don't mind convinced. That.
No, she's good. Yeah, that'd
yeah,
be good.
Yeah.
When's she coming?
August 17.
Oh, it's not far away.
Yeah. New album's not bad. It's probably one really great song, I guess. It's a good solid album. I was a massive fan of some of her earlier work. She's still one of the best getting around locally. Regurgitator are back August 17. They've got a new album coming out too. Actually, they were in the Tizer yesterday. It's been, I think it's 21 years since they started.
Wow.
So as long as I've been out of high school. So
that's a long time.
That puts things in perspective, Tara.
Yeah.
The Screaming Jets are... playing as well, August 31. They've got a new covers album called Gotcha Covered, which wasn't bad, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They actually covered one of Paul Kelly's songs, and Paul Kelly actually told Dave Gleason, the singer, in an email, "Well done."
Yeah.
And he said, "That's as good as it gets when it comes to Paul Kelly." He's a man of few words, and, you know, which is interesting,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been, yeah.
Mm.
Because he just creates such wonderful music, like brings... people to tears at local shows.
Apparently. Do they? Grown men.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Not naming any names there.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, yeah. Look, I reckon, look, the Jets have been around for many years. You know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go out and have a few beers and just let your hair down and, you know, go for it.
Is that what you're most excited for?
You know what? Maybe. Yeah. Then we'll regurgitator, because I just think you just know you're going to see a great show.
Mm.
And it's going to be loose and pretty wild. So,
I'm probably most excited for Florence and the Machine coming.
Good point. Next,
yeah.
When's that?
January.
Botanic Gardens.
Yeah. That'd be really good.
Yeah, it'd be special. I think it'd be the first time that she's performed.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you love about them?
Oh, you know, female musicians. Love them.
Tick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very unique and passionate kind of voice too.
Yeah. 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 And I think she's got some lyrics that a lot of people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a big fan too. They just have these moments in their songs where everything just sort of comes together and it just lifts you up. Very euphoric music, I guess you could say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you find in your role covering music, like for the advertiser, that you get to really keep up to date with all the musicians? And
yeah, that's my job. If I wasn't doing that, I think I'd be out of one. Yeah, look, we're lucky because a lot of you know, the labels and management, they keep you in the loop. So it's just a matter of writing it all down and reminding yourself who's coming to town and who wants an interview. Also coming up, I've got an interview with Luca Brasi next week. So that'll be fun. They're an Aussie rock band. Yeah, look, there is always stuff coming in. Social media too. Is obviously a great place to go. I mean, that's the thing about social media. It's created, it's kind of put us out of the picture slightly, because musicians can have that direct contact with their fans, which I think is special.
Yeah,
you know, you can send them a message and they'll respond. They can like your stuff, you know, which is great. But, you know, we've still got that job to get in there and ask the questions. Actually, I had probably one of the best interviews I've ever had last week. It was Draft, who has just put out a new EP, and it was a pretty unique way of doing it. He spent all of 2017 in America, pretty much on his own. He bought an RV and just went up and down the West Coast, because he was in Adelaide and he just couldn't find the motivation and inspiration that he needed.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, he just took off to the States, got an RV, and he said, whenever I struggled for inspiration, I just jumped in the car and took off. And there were periods where he wouldn't speak to anybody, which is interesting, because you think of rappers are extroverts. And you know what I mean? But he's actually a really – he's a lone wolf. He loves his own company. He likes to just get away from everything, just write, which I think is great, because – you know, it's that really pure process. You know, he's away from all the influences and he makes music that he wants to make. So,
what are his lyrics like? I thought lots of inspiration would be from interacting with other people.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is that. But, look, there's a particular song on the new EP where he talks about issues from his past with drugs, alcohol, a strained relationship with his father. Which I think is a good way for rap to go. I mean, there's obviously a lot of boastfulness in rap and hip-hop and stuff, but it's good when they can break all that down and just say, look, this is actually the person that I am, you know, strip themselves back to what makes them tick. And I think Draft, you know, is one of those people. So, he's here August 3.
Oh, soon.
Shit. What's the date today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up soon.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't swear on the radio.
Yeah. Probably not.
No. Oh, well. Too late now.
We won't have you back again. Despite
what? you promised me like a series.
Ben, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you very much, Tara. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been great getting your insight into the Air Awards.